Bringing Gary home, the Dunn family story.
Back in 1979, newlyweds Stephen and Lee Dunn spent their honeymoon in Benalmádena in Spain. They fell in love with the area and 21 years later made their dream move as they swapped Liverpool for a new life on the Costa del Sol. During their 6.5 years in Spain, their sons Ricky and Gary spent time working there too. Little did the family know, their paradise would soon turn into the most tragic nightmare.
So many memories, so many people. Oh, it's lovely just to meet them, just to see that they're still okay and that they're doing fine. But most of them want to come home. They want to go back to England because it's not the same anymore here. It's just not the same. There was a group who all lived here and all loved it. But that time's gone. Sadly, everyone's moved away.
What did you like about living over here, and how was your life different to that back in Liverpool?
It was the weather, the beautiful weather, swimming pools. Who wouldn't want to live here in an apartment with a swimming pool at the bottom? There was a lovely group of friends, and it was really, really nice to be here. But it means nothing now because I haven't got Gary.
I can imagine that a lot of British people move out here because they see it as a kind of a paradise, really. But for you, that paradise turned into a nightmare.
Yes, it certainly did. That paradise was one complete nightmare after 6 years. But 6 wonderful years that we had. 6 lovely years, and I can't complain about the time that we had here. It's hard to explain the mixed emotions. It's crazy, because I'm looking up the shops and it's all still the same, but it doesn't feel the same for me.
Do you ever regret coming out here at all?
Yeah. I blame myself. I always do. I blame myself for bringing Steve out here, or for us coming out here, and for letting Gary come with us, because maybe he'd still be alive.
The first time you came out here was on your honeymoon. I think it was back in 1979, wasn't it? You basically fell in love with the place then.
Yeah, we did. And the place hasn't really changed, as I say. It's just the fact that it just doesn't mean what it meant. But when we came here, to live here, it meant a lot. But now it doesn't mean anything.
And the friends that you've bumped into, even on this trip and the trips back you've had in the last 3 years, they all remember Gary, don't they? And what kind of things do they say to you?
Oh, hiya, how are you? They've been up to the grave loads and loads of times, which I couldn't do, which made it worse, because I couldn't go up to the grave or do anything. But at least I know that he's been looked after. There's been flowers every day. I mean, Sue, we were bumped into before. She said to me, "Lee, do me a favour, make sure you put a rose in his coffin." I mean, for that, to have friends like that is unbelievable. It really is.
So, Ricky, coming back down here to the beach, a nice sandy beach, lovely blue sea, this must remind you how good your life in Spain here was.
Yeah, totally. I totally agree. It was a lovely life I had over in Spain, and to be honest, it was a lovely place to live. It's just a shame it was tarnished by some machete-wielding drug addicted thug that can take all that away from you. So, to actually be in a place that it really is this nice, this tranquil, and to be a seaside destination, really, at the end of the day, to have all that taken away from you from one childish thug that's just that snorted too much coke or jacked up too much smack. I just found it shocking in a way, but as I say, once again, to anyone that wants to move to Spain, I wouldn't advise against it. I'd just say look at the laws a little bit more stringently before you did move out, especially anyone with kids.
Do you think that Brits coming out here just see the sunny weather and the sandy beaches and the palm trees and they think it's paradise?
Unfortunately, I think they do, which is a shame in a way, which is, in hindsight, which is obviously a lovely thing. My family saw that as well, where they're, oh, it's lovely, there's no this and there's no that and there's no the other, which, don't get me wrong, there's crime happens all over the world and bad things happen all over the world. If my brother was killed somewhere else, then obviously we'd probably feel the same about somewhere else. All I'm saying to anyone that would want to move to a foreign country and emigrate is just check the laws out stringently. And even though you can't watch your kids, and I'm not saying you should watch your kids 24/7, just be careful of where you do actually put them in an environment.
But when you were living out here, you would have felt that it would be a much safer than, say, Liverpool.
Oh, totally. Yeah, you can't knock with that. Well, if you look at the signs we're in now, even though it's late at night, we've got a lovely rolling beach coming in, we're on a sandy shore, there's bars up the road, there's hotels everywhere. You think you're in such an ideal climate for a lovely, peaceful holiday. And if you're living here, then so much better. But unfortunately, it doesn't always turn out that way, which is a shame. But on the other hand, you can live in Liverpool all your life and something bad can still happen. You can live in Sheffield or Scunthorpe or London. No matter where you live, bad things can always happen. It's just a shame that it's been tarnished by such a young thug.
Bringing Gary home, the Dunn family story.
During their 6 years in Spain, the family made many firm friends, expats and Spanish alike. Gary Dunn's murder sent shockwaves through the community, and it hasn't been forgotten.
Hi, I'm Terry. I'm from Littleborough originally, near Rochdale. I own a bar in Spain. I've been here 5 years now. It's a good country. People are nice. Lots of expats in the area. I knew Gary Dunn very well, close personal friend of the family, and his mum and dad. It was a sad loss for us all, and we're glad that they've been able to get the body back before the 7 years has been up, which the Spanish government said originally. The pain that they've been through has been traumatic for everybody.
Hi, my name's Michelle. I've been in Spain for 9 years. I've been working in Sizzle's bar for seven. I've got a little girl of eight. She was born out here. We've never had any problems with schools, medical, anything, so it's been fine.
And you knew Gary as well. Just tell us a bit about what you remember about him.
He was lovely. He was very lovely. Very good. He always used to go and get my cigarettes on a Sunday when I was working because I couldn't. No, it was very good. It's very quiet. Very family man, cared a lot for Ashley and obviously his mum and dad. He was always with his mum and dad, and they always used to come in here mainly to watch the football, because Gary, he was an Everton supporter, so he used to always come in and watch the football.
Hello, yeah, name's Gary Benham, originally from Portsmouth, moved to this part of Spain 9 years ago.
When Gary Dunn died, that was 3 years ago today now. Do you remember it?
Yeah, I remember it vividly because I was given a message on a text that Gary had died, and my son, his name's Gary, and almost to the hour he'd been involved in a terrible accident himself, 10 years old, and fractured skull, etc., up in the Sierra Nevada. And Steve, Gary Dunn's father, I couldn't believe it when I was at the funeral. He actually asked me how my son was doing, and in them circumstances, what could you say? But certainly a lot of the people over here have been disgusted at the way the Dunn family's been treated, and it's certainly put a lot of people off, you know, I mean, when it comes to health and death, etc., it comes to us all.
My name's Fiona Price. I live and work here on the Costa del Sol for the last 6 years. I live in El Rio del Miel, Benal Madena, and work alongside my boyfriend in his bar in Fountain Square.
I mean, looking around here, it's pretty busy here in Fountain Square. It's full of Brits, isn't it?
Yes.
What's life like out here?
Hard but rewarding. It's a lot of long, long hours. It's not easy to make money. You have to be a worker, and you have to be prepared to not have a lot in life, but the rewards are manifold. For instance, last week we had 2 days off and took a 2-hour drive to Sierra Nevada. You don't need much money to enjoy yourself here. It's a good job because you don't earn a lot.
How does it compare to life back in England?
Safety-wise, it's quite a lot safer here, apart from the younger elements. It's not so safe for the younger ones. I mean, everywhere better, I think. The only thing is there's no routine here as such. All over the place, really. In the UK, we'll get up at 7 o'clock, we're at work for 9 o'clock, we're home for 5. We have a more stable life in that way.
In terms of the actual lifestyle and the people that live out here, I mean, there is a big British community, isn't there? Do you find that, you know, quite comforting to have a sort of a Britain by the seaside in a way?
Yes, as long as it's the right people you mix with, of course. after having lived here such a long time, you know where to go and where not to go. But yeah, it is nice living alongside your countrymen, of course.
People that watch this Place in the Sun and all these programmes, what you see isn't what you get on the television, and that's certainly true for when you come over here.
And in terms of living out here, is there much tension between the Brits and the Spanish people here, or is it generally all right?
In areas and at times, etc. I mean, many years ago when England were in the World Cup in Germany, they're happy, when we're singing, etc. And then when they've had a bad game, we started getting stones thrown at us. But in saying that, to be fair to them, people are people the same the whole world over. But certainly when it comes to the judicial system over here, taking in consideration that we're in a different country and have a different system, it shouldn't really change when it comes to justice. Justice is justice, and this family certainly haven't been given justice in many ways,
The first we heard that he was critical in hospital, and my partner and a few of the other builders who Steve used to work with all went and saw Steve and Lee in the High Street. And then, obviously, we heard that he'd passed away, and it was, the atmosphere in here wasn't a good one. It was the sort of first sort of murder what was in our community as such, with the English. So nothing like that had happened before, especially a young life taken away like that just for fighting, and the boy stabbing him. It was not nice.
His funeral was absolutely massive, as you can appreciate over here. It isn't a ghetto's the wrong word. I mean, we keep together, Brits always keep together, same as nationalities, Spanish people in the UK, Australians keep together in Earls Court area, London, etc. It's a natural thing. You stay with your own, or you try to, but it was a massive, massive funeral. It was a massive, massive funeral. My daughter and I, we found out a couple of months later after poor Gary was interred that there was no headstone, etc. or anything. And we got to know the Dunn family purely because we're big Portsmouth fans and they're big Everton fans. And we were quite close football wise, watching football, and had some good days. But my daughter was really, she was only 16 at the time, and she was really distraught that there was not even a mark that he'd been here. So we soon put that right by putting, a little stone from the garden and painting on it with RIP, and always a blue and always remembered. If he's looking down now, it's almost a starry night. If he's looking down now, I hope Everton get in the top six just for you guys,
Well, my name's Annie, and I've lived in Spain for 30 years, and this is my partner, Jose. And we knew Gary for a long time. I suppose we first met him about 9 years ago.
I'm sure Jose remembers Gary well. Would you mind asking him what he remembers about Gary, and what are his memories?
Dile algún memoria tuyo.
Tengo mucha memoria de Gary porque siempre.
Got a lot of happy memories of Gary because they used to play pool together, and as far as he's concerned, always a happy, excellent person.
And can Jose remember when he heard about the murder and how he felt at that time?
Yo me sentí muy, muy, muy mal, muy triste.
He was very sad and sorry, and because Gary was almost like a son to him.
We've spoken to a lot of British people while we've been out here. Obviously, there's a large British community. What's Jose's feelings about the relations between the British people and the Spanish here?
Bueno, para mí la relación es bastante buena porque.
Because he plays in a pool league with all the bars are English. He knows lots of English people, and he gets on with them fine.
Does he think that other people though maybe don't and don't want them here? I mean, I know that Gary was apparently attacked because he was English.
No. Siempre hay.
No, he thinks that on the whole the relations are pretty good. Just occasionally you hear about fights, but you get. Fights between youngsters anywhere. I don't think so.
And Jose, what do you think about the fact that it's taken 3 years for the Dunns to get Gary's body back home to Liverpool? I mean, obviously it's been a tough battle with them against the authorities.
No, porque la cosa de Palacio, como se dice en español, va muy despacio.
The justice system moves very, very slowly over here, and they have to have all the details. I think it moves slowly anywhere, but here it goes very, very slowly.
Bringing Gary home. The Dunn family story.
The body of a murdered builder, Gary Dunn will be flown home to Liverpool tomorrow. Confirmation's been made in the last hour. The 22-year-old dad of one was stabbed to death on the Costa del Sol 3 years ago. Since then, his family have fought to have his remains returned for a funeral in his home city. Our reporter Laura Harms is with the family in Spain and has the latest.
Well, it's been both an incredibly sad but also at the same time a happy trip back here to the Costa del Sol for the Dunn family. Stephen and Lee Dunn spent a dream 6 years here. That dream was shattered on the day that their son Gary was murdered. Today we've had the news that his body will come home tomorrow. Lee, it's obviously been such a hard battle over the last 3 years. Can you believe that we've finally got to this point?
No, I can't. I cannot believe that we finally got to the stage that now Gary's coming home, and I cannot believe it. It's just unbelievable.
Fantastic news.
It's fantastic, fantastic news. Yeah. I've got my husband here. I've got my other son here. I've got my daughter waiting at home for me. I've got my daughter-in-law and the grandkids
waiting for us to get back. It's just so sweet, honest to God. It's going to be the first time Gary and Karen are going to be in British school together.
I know. She's getting so emotional, as you can see, Laura.
Sorry, Laura.
We're together.
Well, I just can't wait to get home now. I'm going to say a few hours will be home. That's the main thing. And we're going to be there before him to welcome him back home. And we're going to make sure he gets a right good send-off.
Well, as you can hear, an incredibly emotional time for this family. But now they know, finally, that they'll be reunited, the whole family, back on British soil tomorrow.
Bringing Gary home, the Dunn family story.